That's the breath I took tonight when I failed epically on my stand-up set. I went up and performed, guys, my first live set that had absolutely zero structure, and I failed epically, let me tell you. I thought that I was going to kill it today. I remember seeing everybody else go up there and just bomb, right? Just bomb. Nobody's laughing. I'm just like, oh, this poor guy. I go up there. I'm about to blow everybody away with my Yubi jokes. Yubi this, Yubi that. Well, let me tell you guys, the Yubi jokes got old really quick. I started telling a story about a scorpion bite and how I almost lost my life. Well, let me tell you, it was one of the most boringest stories, and I had no idea where I was going with it, and nobody was laughing but myself. I was laughing because nobody was laughing. I think that's the only time somebody laughed. It was really sad. But anyways, it really taught me something. It made me realize that it's not as easy as it seems, right? It's easier said than done, is what I'm saying. And how I could just picture everything in my head of like me going up there and just having everybody crack up to the point that they're going to go find the bathroom because they're peeing in their pants. But, you know, in my head, I've always said to myself, Yubi, you're so funny. I'm funny. Everybody tells me I'm funny. But guys, I'm funny in the way that I feed off of other people's energy. I'm like a racquetball is what I would kind of describe myself. That's the best way to describe myself. Is I'm hanging out with a group of friends. You know, depending on the subject matter, that's how I do jokes or make people laugh or get people engaged. And, you know, it's crazy how people will think like that I'm so confident and I'm so awesome. And I go up on stage and it's like nada, zero, whoop. And it kind of taught me and it made me realize like, wow, I really suck at this. And guys, I don't know if you guys know this about me, but I am a Gemini. So right now, like I'm trying different things, okay? There's a lot of you guys who have been following me and you can see my inconsistency. My inconsistency with the time I try to join the Air Force. The time that, and I of course only did one semester at school. I changed majors 3 times. I've been trying to do my YouTube channel for like the longest time, but I just have never been consistent with it. I mean, I could have been successful a long time ago, folks. And I'm over here trying to try comedy now, and I've kind of put my life on hold a little bit, and I want to travel, and I have so much going on in my head. And I think it's because I am over here, you know, too busy comparing myself to the rest of the world, too busy thinking about what if, like, what if I'm 35 and I have 10 kids and I never did it? I never went to LA and pursue acting. Do I even want to be an actress, or is this just one of my long, long dreams when I was like 12 years old? Like, have I even been in a short film? Like, when was the last time? You know, I have to start questioning these things, and I'm starting to kind of dig down and figure out, okay, stop listening to everything that everybody tells you should do. Like, Yubi, you should do this. Yubi, you're good at this. You're good at that. Like, what does Yubi want to do is the question. And I'm going to challenge you guys to ask you guys the same question in your life. You know, what do you want to do? Like, stop listening to the outside voices, because at the end of the day, guys, it's you, yourself and you. I was gonna say me, myself, and I, but that doesn't work out. But you get what I'm trying to say, is that at the end of this life, it's just you. Like, you're in control here. You got the pilot seat. So it's like, I seriously am asking myself this question every day. Like, where do I see myself in 5 years? Where do I see myself? Today I almost walked out of work and I was like, I quit. I was so low. I think it's because I got back from a trip from San Diego, had the time of my life, like, and now I just kind of like, I'm like back to work, you know, I'm like in this routine and I hate routine, but it's taught me a lot, I'm not gonna lie. It's taught me to kind of be consistent. And it's same with my health, same with my working out and my fitness journey. And it's kind of like, I really want to get back on track because I feel like I'm falling from the wagon again. But this time, like, I need to go full focus and just focus on 2 to 3 things max and just focus on that. And that's it. Guys, I don't even watch TV. Like, I don't watch Netflix. I don't watch a show. Like, nada. I just, you know, I live stream. I love doing that. I have a passion for people and making people smile. I don't know. There's just something about, I get satisfaction. I get so turned on. Oh my God. When I make people smile. Okay, wow. Did I just really say that? I am not restarting this podcast right now. But yeah, guys, I just want to engage people. I want to be some type of influence, but at the same time, I also want to grow. And I know that every day is a learning curve. And there's a part of me that honestly just wants to go like out of the country, just live somewhere for 6 months and just think and try to figure it out. But then again, I might be in the same boat again and be like, I don't know what I want to do with my life. But I'm just the Debbie Downer over here, but I'm trying to enjoy every day as it's my last. So that's why I'm doing this podcast. That's why I want to get back on YouTube and focus on my fitness and stop cheating on my diets and really create a new lifestyle that I'm going to be happy with. And, you know, materialism, guys, is something way in the past for me. Like, I am not a materialistic person. And like, things don't attract me. I think what I crave right now is experience, whether it be with my family, which is like my second mom, my sister, my friends, just creating moments that, you know, you may forget when you get older, but you won't remember how you felt. I think that's what it is. And just meeting different types of people. So I don't know. Now I'm just talking and blabbering gibberish over here, but these are my thoughts, guys, and I think you guys, you know, I know that I personally am interested in other people's lives to see their journey and what they're going through. It really is inspiring for me, whether it be on YouTube or different other podcasts, but I hope that, you know, I know that I'm not alone, and there's a lot of people out there that are going through the same challenges as me. And, you know, you're going to get through it. At the end of the day, like, it's going to be okay. But the thing is, you got to have control and you got to figure out even a small plan, like 6 months, you know, 1 week, 1 day plan. So I'm starting to set goals for myself, and let's see how this comedy thing pans out. Hopefully I can, you know, work on my full set and start performing little bit by little. They know that may open the door for more opportunities. But the good thing is here, the optimistic thing to see here is that I'm doing something, you know. I'm not just sleeping. I mean, I miss sleep like crazy. I only get 6 hours of sleep every night. And I should be sleeping right now because I said, oh, tonight's the night that I'm going to get 7 hours. Yeah, I'm probably going to get 5.5. But I'm loving what I'm doing. I mean, my job is good, but I definitely don't see myself in sales, but I do want to get good at that as well. And that's just another topic for another day there, ladies and gentlemen. But anywho, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. I have no idea what I'm going to name it. Probably going to listen back to it, even though I don't usually do that. But please, if you guys would want to give me feedback of what you think about these podcasts, I would really appreciate that. Or like, let me know what you guys want to hear. Maybe there's something specific in my life that you guys want to hear, or I don't know. Go ahead and slide into my DMs. AAA. I'll reply. Oops. Well, you guys have a lovely night, and I'll see you later, alligators. I don't know why I always say that in every podcast. I don't know. Well, have a lovely night. Thank you for listening.